Salt Morning Show with Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. Listen to this story, and Lindsay in particular, I want to know what you would do about this.
Okay.
This woman went on a Twitter rant after a first date gone wrong. She is from Toronto, and the situation was this. Woman was very attractive, and a guy in a grocery store approached her and said, "Hey, you're beautiful. I want to go out with you." She thought he was cute. Goes, "Okay." So they make plans, go out. Things are going well. She goes back to his place. She has to go. She has to go the deuce.
Uh-huh.
Goes into toilet. Does deuce. Toilet does not flush. She does not know what to do. This is just a guy who she's interested in. She met at the grocery store. There's no familiarity here with them.
Okay.
So she decides, after much consternation and having been in the bathroom for like ever.
No, she had no constipation.
Consternation.
Okay.
After having been in the bathroom for like ever.
Uh-huh.
And she realized, homeboy's going to wonder if I died in approach. I don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So she took offending poop out of toilet.
Stop it right now.
Put it in her handbag. Basically smuggled it out and then sat back on the couch with him to continue the date, all the while sweating, just thinking about, I have this in my handbag and I am still talking to this guy. I guess later on, dude excuses himself to go to the bathroom. He's in there for a little bit. She hears the toilet flush, then goes back into the bathroom, takes it out of handbag, and then gets rid of evidence. She says in the Twitter rant that there's no way that she can see him again, even though he's quote-unquote in love with her because of what happened.
Well, now she's tweeted about it and made it public.
Sure. But your thoughts, Lindsay?
No, this is not okay. Absolutely not. She should have just said to the guy, "Hey, dude, is there a trick with your toilet or something? It's not flushing."
If so he gets up to the handle?
If he tried to get up to come in, be like, no, don't come in. Dude, is there a trick with your toilet? Like,
that's
obviously, just be upfront about it. Don't freaking smuggle a turd into your purse. That is heinous.
The turd smuggling is more embarrassing on any kind of level than just the general social embarrassment of, hey, I pooped in your toilet and you might have to take a look at it to fix it.
Oh my gosh. The fact that she fished it out.
Yeah, how do you cleanly?
I don't know.
You don't.
I don't know. I'm a because you can't really make a gurney with the toilet paper because then
like
I don't
a colander.
I don't know the details. Yes, you would need some sort of colander. This is not just a woman in front of guy thing. This is also a guy thing. Like, normally everyone on a first date would go through all means necessary, any and all means necessary, to not have to get themselves in that situation.
Right.
Sure. But the problem is when you are in that situation, it's normally like a 3-alarm turd.
Right.
That's in general the problem.
Right. That's
if you've really turned that into an apocalypse in there, that's the last thing.
Exactly. This is no sneeze of a turd. This is
a
giant megalodon.
This isn't one that you draw like eyelashes and a mustache
and say, that's cute.
No,
absolutely not. This is something that's, you know, of
an ancient beast.
Yes.
That came to call.
There must have been some structure to this that it would not slide down the toilet.
Okay. So that in itself is really, I think, part of the issue, that it is such a third world disaster.
I can't believe that.
But it is a guy thing, too.
Right.
And, I mean, there's the idea of, is there any way to get this thing out the window? You know, dump it in an alley?
Is there a dog I can blame
What's
this
the bathtub
on?
Drain
no, I think
like?
The best way to go with this, as embarrassing as it would have been, she's already like, oh, this guy's in love with me, but I'm never going to see him again. If he's in love with you, he understands that you too poop. And all you have to do is say, dude, what's the secret to your toilet? I need some help. I need to figure this out. Where's your plunger?
Obviously, as a race, we have not evolved enough to put that out there on the first date. And I do think it's sad that this woman has to buy a whole new handbag just because his toilet wouldn't work and she couldn't tell him.
Yeah.
I do think it's a crime.
I do think it's sad that she didn't feel like she could do that, you know, but then again,
Is she going to still use like lipstick, her makeup compact, her...
That's what I'm thinking. She can't touch anything inside of her purse without then running the risk of like getting pink eye. The bag is destroyed.